brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Seeing record cold and ice storms out there during the global warming. The North Pole got thicker, never recorded, because Al Gore said it'd be melted by this winter. But I guess he's right, we're wrong. Let's go to your phone calls right now. The G. Edward Griffin's coming up with more of your calls and a ton of news I haven't gotten to yet. Ryan in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Alex. Does the First Amendment of the Constitution still protect me to express my thoughts about Christmas on the air?
Sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that. Well, in order to really break down what these globalists are doing and to wake up the average person, we need to really let them know how the subconscious mind actually works and how it functions and how the psychological warfare games are being played. One thing you'll hear about that they still do, and I think I was saying something about this one time, it's called defining the enemy. In order to have a war, you have to have an enemy. And
now they have to first demonize the enemy and dehumanize them.
And nowadays they call it forming your target market for the group of people you're going to sell to. And that's basically the group of people you're trying to attack. But I'll go ahead and sum it up for you. Today, the war on terror, I feel like it's a modern-day equivalent of the Salem witch trials, if you ask me.
Yeah, and they make everyone the terrorist because you can't find out where they are. The war on terror is the war on the individual by the kleptocratic state. Exactly.
And the word conspiracy, if you really want to break it down on Greek and Latin root word levels, okay, the word con in Spanish, when you con someone, you trick them like a con artist. Conspiracy, a derivative of the word spirit. Conspiracy, you con someone's spirit with a psychological warfare game, which is...
Well, what they're really saying is they're saying you're in a conspiracy if you don't believe in us. You're a heretic.
Well, yeah, that's because what they... You're exactly right, and the way they do that is to convert your belief system into a state of perpetual bondage of what the establishment wants you to function as based upon their social and psychological and engineering games that they play. And one of the ways they do it is, well, the brain has wavelengths, and the way it works is the algorithm of our voices and sounds that we hear, words, thoughts, and actions, it's all a big equation of how it all goes together.
That's right, and if you're not conscious of the manipulation with the light waves, the cadences, all of it, they put you into subconscious mode for literal programming as if you're hypnotized. And that's why so much of the public seems like they're hypnotized now and will do anything. And go, I like Obamacare, even if it triples my prices, because they've been programmed that they're part of the winning team and that they're winning by doing that. But if they ever became conscious, they would then be aware of it. But see, they don't want to become conscious, because deep down, even below what's on the surface of their subconscious, deeper subconscious knows that they're actually losers that are failing and being conned. So they project from the subconscious through the conscious that you're the one causing the problem, because you're telling them that they're doing something bad or being conned. They are projecting onto you and are angry at the messenger, telling them, hey, your liver's going to fail if you keep drinking a bottle of vodka every night. And they're like, shut up and don't tell me what I got to do in my life. I'll drink all I want. Or, you know, it's the same thing. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, yeah, and technology is the willing partner in this whole mess, because as one of the gentlemen was saying earlier, and as you're saying, everybody's zombied out and into a state of subconscious. They're all too busy looking at their smartphones. I mean, we live in the third dimension, Alex. These screenagers, as we know them, they're busy staring their whole lives at a screen, which is basically a one-eyed monster that depicts something from a higher image to a lower image. And when a mirror speaks, the reflection lies, just like in the Cult of Personality song. And speaking of which, they're trying to redefine every form of human behavior as unsafe. And that's why they bring in the police state, because they have to justify the fact to spy on people and they treat us like prisoners. And they
no, exactly. Tyrannies always make the general public criminals so that we can all be enslaved. It's a new form of slavery. That's what political correctness is, and you've hit the nail directly on the head. Great call, Ryan. All right, Brandon and others, your calls are coming up. G. Edward Griffin and more.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, thought criminal music at the bottom of the hour. G. Edward Griffin leaves us, and then we will go to Brandon, Jim, Chris, Iona, Alan, and many others who are patiently holding in a bunch of news on Fukushima, the economy, and a bunch of other issues we have not covered yet. But G. Edward Griffin joins us. He is the author of the best-selling book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, and an expert on the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And on this day in 1913, we got the, quote, Federal Reserve. That's neither federal or reserve. And we also got an income tax to pay them and some other things, got rid of the senators being elected by the legislature so they'd be federal creatures and not state creatures. So the real takeover, we have to mark one moment of a globalist coup, was 1913. But ever since then, they've been usurping more and more power. So I wanted to get G. Edward Griffin's take on some other news that ties into this, the attacks on free speech, what's happening with the economy. But first, I wanted to get him to break down what this means to him 100 years under this and how far we've come. 20 years ago, almost no one knew it was private. They laugh at you if you said it wasn't federal. Now almost everyone knows it's a sham and that it's actually they're running things to a great extent outside of Congress. And former head of the Federal Reserve famously told Blair News9 or Blair NewsHour that, oh, no one can regulate the Fed. It's above government, which, of course, is a total fraud. And now the president says he's above Congress and that the UN is above Congress. So the trampling of our rights is accelerating. And G. Edward, thank you for coming on with us, and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Alex, and the same to you. I like your introductions because you always take all of the burden off of me. You've just about said everything that I wanted to say.
No, but repeat it in your learned way.
Well, I don't know about that learned part, but, you know, when you think back on the fact that this creature from Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve System, is actually 100 years old, it's... It's appalling to me that the nation has survived it because, as you pointed out, it's a private corporation run for profit. And that's not so bad. I like private corporations run for profit, but I don't like them when they have the power of government behind them and they have the power to coerce me to do what they want to do, or they send me to prison. And that's basically what we have here. We've got a private institution, a cartel, banking cartel, that went into partnership with the government. They took their cartel agreement, which was how they were going to regulate their own industry to their advantage. They took it to Congress and they got those guys in Washington, D.C. to pass it into law. Now, can you think of a more of a coup than that? They took a cartel agreement. Now it's law. So we have to obey it. And I think that that has been in effect now for 100 years. And it's just amazing to me that the nation has survived. Well, of course, now we look back on that and we say, well, it has survived. We're still here. But as Scotty would say on Star Trek, he would say, Captain, I don't think we can hold her together much longer. She's coming apart.
You know? Exactly.
The nation is coming apart, and we can see that. And so it's not a very pleasant picture. It's not a pretty picture at all. But the enlightening thing, or the encouraging thing, I should say, is that people are becoming aware of it now. They're waking up. When I wrote my book, it was back in 1994, nobody knew anything about the Federal Reserve, couldn't care less. Now it's almost a household word. It's in everybody's vocabulary. Maybe not quite so sure what it is, but they know it's big and they know it's bad. They know it's doing bad things. And that's a huge first step toward bringing about reform.
Well said. And your book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, is available at InfoWarsStore.com to support both of our media organizations and what we're doing. It is so essential for listeners to continue to support the liberty movement, because we couldn't be doing any of this, without the general public support and help. And we've come so far. We've shot down the expansion of the Syria war. We have successfully together exposed the private Federal Reserve. We've beaten their latest gun grabs. Obamacare is incredibly unpopular, which is another private tax of these very same banksters. But more and more, they're just relying on oppressive control. But if the world, not just America, tyranny versus liberty, humanity and the individual versus the collective establishment, if it was a football game, what's the score right now? Because I feel like we've been down in the game, but we've been rallying, scoring touchdowns, and we're coming up to a tie very soon if we just keep our spirit up and go 110%.
Well, I like that analogy. I don't know that we're coming that close to a tie, that close to it, but we are moving in that direction. That's the important thing. You know, up until a few years ago, I was very depressed about all of this because I thought that, America just didn't care. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is most Americans do care, but they don't understand it enough, and they don't have enough background to know what to do about it. And it's always been that way. It's probably going to always be that kind of a situation where a very small group of people really will always run the show. And we can complain about that. And you can say, well, the elites, we don't like these elites. But the question is, who are the elites going to be? When our nation was founded, thank God, it was a very special elite that stepped up to the plate and created this magnificent constitution that we had. Let's face it, it was created by an elite. The average American at that time didn't have the education, didn't have the knowledge, didn't have the foresight, the philosophical background to create a constitution like that. So the question is not whether or not the masses are really capable of taking control of their own political destiny. The question is which small group is going to become the leadership group in our society. And this is where I'm encouraged, because I I see that little thin margin of the population, which in my view is always less than 3% that runs the show, it's changing. It's changing from the collectivist, the CFR cluster, you know, that center of gravity. And now people like you and myself and others who are in the forefront of calling for freedom and understand what that means, understand what it means to create freedom and what you have to avoid and all that stuff, they have a philosophical base for it. In other words, that group is gradually inching its way. It's like the camel getting its nose under the tent. It's happening. It's happening. And that's very encouraging to me.
Well, you're right. And again, it's always a tiny minority for good or bad that governs and trailblazes. And the establishment knows that. That's why they run collectivist and fascist and control freaks and criminals for office and get them into the police and get them in as mayor, because they crave it. Those of us that crave liberty and crave the animating contest of freedom and who crave truly being free and not dominated, it's our fault that we've ever let these lesser scum run things. Because if you really look at the government types and even the corporate centralized types, they're not that smart. They just have an instinct and a will to power. We have to have a will to take control of the power structure to empower humanity and to turn humanity loose, like Bruce Fine, who I had on earlier, who at the FCC pointed out, hey, this rule is dictatorial, saying no free speech, let's just remove it. We never had the authority to begin with, and then we had talk radio out of one guy, because I've studied it, who made a noise at the right time in the mid-80s. And again, this is an example of how the elite are scared of protest and action and free speech and libertarians because they know they're a tiny group that took over. They're scared of us. They call us counter-revolutionaries because we want to restore the republic. They're trying to restore kleptocratic gang government.
Yeah, well, you're quite right. And so I think that the collectivist mentality is that you're certainly right, no smarter than anybody else, and in some cases I think they come up short on that side, but they're certainly not stupid, and they understand human psychology, and I think they understand a bit of history that most of us in the past missed, and that is, and you mentioned it, is that there are power centers in society, and whoever controls those power centers controls the whole mass of society. It's not done through one person or one committee that dominates the whole nation. People belong to groups and organizations. They belong to political parties, labor unions. They belong to church organizations, PTAs, and all this sort of thing. They follow leaders, in other words. And if it's possible, and our opponents understood this, it is possible to capture control of the tops of these power centers, these organizations with a relatively small number of people, if they know what they're doing and are willing to go out and reach for that power. Well, they've been more than willing to reach for that power because it fits their mentality. They're control freaks. They know that power is necessary to control. Those of us who don't want to be controlled have always said, oh, I don't want to get involved in politics. Politics is dirty. I don't like politicians. And we back away from the battlefield. We've never been out there to confront these people. They've had an easy time of it because of our instincts to stay away from power. Well, all of that has got to change, and it is changing. And thanks a lot to you, Alex.
No, my friend, it's thanks to all our listeners and you and so many others. We're in this together. I do have a lust for liberty. That's not the right word, but a real drive to be free. And we like free association. We want to hang out with our friends. We like people that are successful and artists and who've built their own thing. We know how to build our own system. We are self-sufficient, and so we don't want to be part of the gang. We don't want to go be part of the street gang or the motorcycle gang or the government gang. And so I really think it is gang mentality people versus individuals. So how do lone wolves, how do we then collectively come together to counter a collective?
Well, we have to recognize exactly this issue. We have to know the difference between collective action and collectivism. People get that confused. They think that because you don't want to be part of collectivism, and you know that's bad, that's the basis of most of the evils in governments around the world today, they think that therefore you can't cooperate with anybody voluntarily. And I've always answered that by saying just because I'm an individualist doesn't mean I have to move my piano all alone. There's a difference between collectivism and collective action is this. Collective action is done voluntarily. Collectivism is collective action done under the whip. You do it, or you go to prison, or you die. And there's a difference. It's the difference between freedom of choice, the difference between freedom and slavery. Collectivists take advantage of that confusion. They think, well, you
exactly.
can't get this done. See, they love that confusion.
Well, and that's why I brought it up, because you can say it so much more eloquently than I can. That's it. Individuals think we've got to be totally alone. No, it's the opposite. We have to get past that instinct to not want to mess with other people and tell other folks that we're right and they're wrong. We've got to do it, or the pea brains that lust after power are going to dominate us. And so we've got to go out and find other individuals and, through free association, resist them at every front. And a lot of that is just shopping with Made in America or local or groups that promote liberty. Or using the boycott power, which we're doing more and more. That's why the collectivists are always trying to organize their people into the same thing, when the truth is they're a minority when it comes to actual thinkers. Most of their minions and camp followers do it because of a perception of power being part of the group, or because of some of the largesse they get.
Yes, and then there's a herd instinct, you know. And again, our opponents are very wise. They've studied this psychological element of mankind, and they know how to use herd instinct. And we have to learn how to use that, too. It doesn't mean we have to use it against people or deceive them, but we have to recognize that it's real. People do like to follow leaders, and so we're not going to change that. Even leaders like to follow leaders. I've observed this. You go to a cocktail party, and it doesn't take long before you realize that there's one person generally dominating the room in a cocktail party. And if another one shows up and he's a dominant person, or she, all of a sudden you've got a little contest there between these two dominant ones. And then usually one will back down and yield to the other one. You see it in all segments of the animal kingdom. I remember when I was a kid, I was a city kid, and I fortunately had a couple of summers on my uncle's farm. And one of my chores, so-called, was to go to bring the cattle in, you know. And I noticed at this young age that these cattle always followed the same lead cow. It was always the same lead cow. And one day, the lead cow was kept in the barn for a couple of days because it had an ulcer on the ear, and the veterinarian came out and he wanted to isolate the cow and all that sort of thing. So the first day, the lead cow wasn't in the field. And the other cows were very, very bewildered for a minute, but it didn't take long. Another Bessie moved to the front, and she became the lead cow for the next two or three days. She was the same lead cow. And then when the other one came back, well, that took over again. And I never really fully understood that lesson until I was much older, and I realized, well, humans are a lot like that too. And so you can fight it, you can bemoan it, but that's the way it is. So it's our responsibility to provide responsible, intelligent leadership for those who want to follow. It's our obligation, really, to provide that kind of leadership, because if we don't, our enemies will, and they're going to lead us right into the prison camp.
I agree. And again, I don't like going to cocktail parties for that reason, big ones, because it's all a big show-off fest. Hang around with my buddies, and then I shut up and hear them all tell jokes, and then it comes around to me, and I make a joke. And that's what I like. That's the problem, is I want to be alone or hanging out with my wife and kids or with a few buddies fishing or a few buddies, you know, over dinner. And I just don't understand it. But you're absolutely right. And that's why the system, when we stand up as individuals, is we don't want to be slaves and say, hey, I'm not your slave, leave me alone. They're like, how dare you? You're bad, to try to beat you over the head. So all the other followers see that and think, I better not be like that. I better not have free speech like Phil Robinson. I better shut up, because they are trying to take out any lead cow that tries to get off the reservation. What do you make of the state of the open tyranny of Obama? I mean, worse than I thought it would even be. And the open attacks on free speech. I mean, what do you think is really behind that right now, G. Ever Griffin?
Boy, that's a question I'm almost afraid to even think about, and I have avoided it as much as possible, because every time I turn my mind to the question of motives, which is always a dangerous and a hard thing to guess what another person's motives are, I always come up with the bad answer. I keep coming up with a very strong suspicion, at least, that maybe Obama's mission was to lead the country down. I can't imagine that just an ideologue, somebody who really believed in collectivism, somebody who had been indoctrinated into communism and surrounded by a bunch of comrades and so forth, who really believed that from each according to his ability to each according to his need. In other words, an idealist. It's hard for me to accept that an idealist, once they're put into the seat of power like Obama is, and they could really see up close and personal that these policies are not working at all. In fact, they're accomplishing just the opposite. It's hard for me to imagine that they don't just say, hey, I give up, I was wrong. But no, it just keeps going forward and forward and forward. And I have a suspicion that some of the quotations we've heard from Obama in his early days before he even went into politics, but about his animosity toward America, his desire to punish and discipline America, I think I keep thinking, is that really his motive, his purpose,
sure,
and his mission? And I suspect that it is.
I agree with you, and the folks that run him are like that. It was like the famous actor Ron Silver reportedly in front of newspaper reporters when Clinton was being sworn in back in 1993, and they had jets flying over, and the average rich Hollywood person didn't get, they were part of the elite, didn't get that military work for them, and looked at Hillary and said, how dare them fly jets over to threaten us, because they knew the average military person wasn't an elitist, you know, decadent scumbag. And Hillary looked at him and said, Ron, those are our jets now. And the thing is that their instinct to run us into the ground and really just do evil things and dominate us, they're threatened by the idea that we could bring them to justice. We could kick the Federal Reserve out. But if they could just break the country like Cloward and Piven, if they could just bankrupt us, then the whole country could become a giant re-education camp, and then they could build their utopia. And I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. And we have to go back to the philosophy of the Fabian socialists, you know, their idea. And they're still very real, by the way, and very dominant, and not just in the UK. But the Fabian socialist concept was that you had to smash the earth to bits so that you could remold it, rebuild it to your desire. They took that famous line out of Omar Khayyam, you know, that if we could smash the earth to bit and then remold it closest to the heart's desire, that was that famous line. And they even had a mural to that effect, a little stained glass mural in their Fabian socialist house there in England, showing the early members of the Fabian society with hammers, and they're striking the earth, which is on an anvil, and they're smashing the earth to bits, to illustrate this idea that if you want to build something new, you have to break the old first. Lenin said it this way. Lenin said, if you want to create an omelet, you have to crack a few eggs, you know, this sort of thing. It's the mentality of all collectivists.
Absolutely. And it's really about them playing God. But we see wherever they get control, they don't build something back beautiful afterwards. They just wreck everything. And then they rule from, you know, some smoldering North Korean command center. In closing, what do you want to say about the 100 years of the Federal Reserve and the income tax that came with it? And where do you think it's going?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is we're not going to let it happen for another 100 years, but then it couldn't possibly, because these forces cannot continue that much longer. We're coming to a head. It's not 100 years from now. It's either going to be a lot better or a lot worse. And I think because of what we are doing, it's going to be a lot better. When people become finally aware, not only that things are bad, but why they're bad. And it's not just the people. It's not just people with names, although that's a part of it. You can't ignore it. It's what they believe. It's what they hold in their minds. It's their philosophy, their ideology. Because if we just think it's people, if we just think it's Republicans or Democrats, if we just think it's Obama or Clinton name anybody, if we think it's that person, then we replace them with somebody just like it, and we haven't gone anywhere. And so we have to realize it's what they believe, and the enemy really of freedom around the world is called collectivism, and that's our enemy. And you and I are part of the same crusade to destroy collectivism and replace it with individualism and freedom.
realityzone.com, G. Edward Griffin, creature from the Jekyll Island, author, available at InfoWarsStore.com. All I know is we stood on the right side of history, and it's been great knowing people like you who have liberty burning in their hearts and minds. And it's our job, as Thomas Jefferson said, to light fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Have a great New Year, G. Edward. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. We'll be back with your phone calls, the news, and more on this special transmission.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've been holding long enough. I'm going to go to five or six of you that are on the board. Then I'm going to go into the news that I haven't hit on Fukushima, the economy, and more. And that's beautiful music. I don't care if you like Christmas or not. I mean, it'd be like Star Wars music, if it was Christmas music, I'd like it. More sentimental about Christmas as I get older with all the memories of it. And I just pray that my uncle lives and doesn't die. He's in East Texas. I'm going to get in the car and go see him after this. The doctors have said it's hit and miss, and they didn't think he would make it yesterday, basically. And then they said he may now. He's made a turn back for the better, at least by the time I talked to my dad this morning, who's there. It's my mother's brother. And the only reason I talk about it is you realize what's really important at Christmas, especially when you've had family die, as his son did, and he took care of him and got whatever this mystery illness is from him. So please pray for my uncle. who goes by Biff Hammond, but his name's William Forrest Hammond. Not the William Hammond that was a fake pilot or something. I was Googling that the other night and saw some other William Hammond. So it's not that William Hammond. Certainly pray for him. All that comes up from my uncle's at LSU was a football player and track team, and that is the right William Hammond back, I think, in like 1964 before he went to Vietnam. I'm going to go see him. And in fact, I meant to call my dad during that break. Then I got sidetracked because he didn't want to talk in front of my aunt this morning. Tell you, my life is so busy, I end up like trying to multitask while I'm on air and doing this at the same time. So I apologize for bringing that up. But the reason I brought it up is please continue to pray for everyone that's sick across the world. I think about how 15 million people, children, starve to death each year, another 20 million adults. That's the UN's own numbers. It's probably higher. And then I see the leftist organizations say, good, there's too many people. But if it was their family dying, it'd be the end of the world. It's just, I have empathy for small animals, for everybody. And it's not because I'm some wonderful person. I've got normal, hardwired empathy, so I'm not a monster. And I just have come to realize the people running things, they don't have any empathy except for themselves, and I'm just sick of them. President has enrolled in Obamacare. They call it symbolic. That just came out from the Washington Post. Obama signs up for health care, selects bronze plan in D.C. exchange. What a sick joke. And then buried in the article, it was symbolic. He has total presidential care by the military. And, I mean, this is just total crap. If you scroll down, you can see him in the big armored, you know, the big armored SUV. I mean, is there no end? If you scroll down in that article, folks can see it. Oh, fantastic. The point is, people can go see the article. That computer's locked up, I'm told. But the point is that it is pretty darn disgusting. But Drudge calls it a holiday special, one extra day to sign up. And then after we take your calls, I'm going to get into the articles that are up on Infowars.com. Obama family Christmas card, no mention of Christ or Christmas. Well, of course. Cop tells college grad, you're lucky I didn't effing shoot you after raiding wrong house. Yeah, you don't get an apology now. You get handcuffs in the lawn being told, lucky we don't, because they're real soldiers, folks, when they do that. These are real tough guys. Lesbian author accuses gay groups of bullying tactics over Phil Robertson controversy. One day, president signs up after Obamacare, record numbers reject health care law. Obama administration offers flimsy excuse for NSA surveillance. Americans brawl over new Air Jordan sneakers. That's an amazing video up on Infowars.com. And Ron Paul says progress towards peace in 2013, but dark clouds remain. There's also a lot more up on the site as well. They've also got some of the White House UN minions saying, no Benghazi regrets. I don't have time to think about a false controversy. They ordered the stand down for almost 8 hours. And she says, Susan Rice on intel officials lying. They inadvertently made false representations. And she says it's a non-controversy. I mean, these people are just so mega, 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 mega arrogant, flaunting all their criminal activity right in our face. There's another story up on Drudge Report. New armored tank for police sparks fears from BizPack Review. That's an excellent site. We posted their article to mirror it for posterity. And it's just police departments everywhere. People are freaking out over police wearing camo like they're in Southeast Asia. And the giant armored vehicles used in Iraq, and Homeland Security is, we told you they were building a bunch for them. They claim it's surplus. Yeah. This is a giant buildup against the American people, folks, and they train to take us on. Okay, let's go to the phone calls. Brandon, thanks for holding from Utah. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
You too. Thanks, Alex. First time caller, long time listener. I was just calling. I had a question, but first, I think it's disgusting. I'm a little fired up. My family's sick here, and I'm praying for yours, but I'm a little fired up. The elite getting us sick, and me, for one, I'm not going to take it. And if they come, try, take our firearms, my family's, they're going to have a fight. I hope it's peaceful, but I'm just fired up. I'm sick of it. And I hope we can take the United States back. But my question was, have you heard of this Google Internet that they're putting in people's houses? They put it, my HOA pays for it. They're putting it in my house, but the router is nothing I've ever seen before in my life. It looks like, it has a something attached to it that runs down my wall. And I was just wondering if you've ever heard of that.
Well, sir, I want to be clear that everywhere they make you pay. Dr. Stallman breaks this down, expert on IT. This is the plan. They make you pay for a black box in your car that's going to tax you by the mile. Bob is a conspiracy theorist saying that. It was designed for that. The insurance consortiums globally promoted it. Now they're moving ahead with it in Europe and here in the U.S. It's the same thing with your cable boxes with microphones and cameras in them over a decade ago. Now that's all admitted. Record sales for pouches that are lead-lined so that, and I've tested them, I've got one, so that your phone, we're going to come up with our own privately branded high-quality one, because we're going to fund our operation while having quality products that fight tyranny, so that your phone only connects and gives them data when you want it to. But yes, everything, smart meters, all the new appliances, everything has tech built into it, and the real system would say Xbox is selling that data to the government. The Xbox can see through your wall with basically like sonar/radio waves, can see through your clothes, can look through up to 8 walls with crystal clear scans, more human than human, more definition than the eyeball. And I told everybody that 5 years ago because they were bragging about it in Homeland Security applications. And they go, oh, that's not true. A government wouldn't do that. There's no NSA. It's not watching you. It's not when it's all there. I mean, laptops in California and Missouri and Pennsylvania, the schools watching kids naked at home. Telling them, taking snapshots, taking video for the pervs, and they don't even get in trouble. Government is in a mass criminal riot against our due process, a criminal riot empowered by foreign corporations to totally usurp us. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Anything else? He's gone. By the way, Adan Salazar is in here. I don't care if you do it or if Kit Daniels does it, but it's very newsworthy. They now have Walmart Obamacare kiosk. And I've not seen that in the news. Guys, will you search that and see if that's in the news and give me any data on that? I want to see if Jakari will come in here at the next 5-minute segment or 6-minute segment. I want to get him in here to give me a report on this before we air it. You know, a quick breakdown of what we're about to see. We're going to premiere it on the radio. And then I want him to work with you just on a blurb for the site so we can put this, skip the nightly news. It was going to be on the nightly news. I want to put it out now. This report he just finished. And then I want to just go ahead and go right to YouTube, the Alex Jones channel, with this so that everybody can see it. How's that sound? All right, great. And again, we'll get Jakari over here to come in studio because that's big. You know, they put in at 700-plus Walmarts the telescreens that said, look, don't trust anyone in Walmart, but the state terrorists are everywhere. I mean, that's directly out of Running Man. This is directly out of North Korea. If they had money, they'd do that. I mean, this is insane. Now they're coming out with license plates in California that have, like, government announcements on them that are digital, where it's not always your plate number. It's a digital signal with a transponder. And it's just like government ads and messages taking over our phones, taking over radio, with Obama messages, our digital license plates, and making you pay for them. I mean, there's no end to what these dirtbags do. The sky's the limit. They have unlimited resources off the Industrial Revolution to literally build a hell pit. And people are like, oh, yeah, right, digital license plates. By the way, the government employees aren't going to have those, though. They're going to have the regular ones, and they're exempt from all the scanners. I mean, it's just total discrimination. Let's go to Iona in South Carolina. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I want you to know that you're the only one I listen to now. I used to listen to the others, but you are a straight shooter. You don't fool around. So thanks for being that.
Well, thank you. Listen, I'm too tired to think about what I'm going to say. I just say what I believe, what I know.
I know, and that's great. I got to tell you, before I talk about Farrakhan and the Duck Dynasty guy, in 1975, I was in school in Kansas, and somebody handed me this, they called it a facsimile back then. I think it was a Moody newsletter, and it talked about the Beast. And the Beast was a three-story computer in Belgium, and they said that it was built or being built to hold an identification for every person in the world. And that was back then. And I thought, well, that can't be because, you know, third world countries, they're not going to have, you know, that can't be true. And then they said they were going to start with the barcodes like they use now, and they were going to see if it works starting in, I think, Montana. And then later on, they were going to give people tattoos and this scan their tattoo when they went through the grocery line. So I thought, well, I don't doubt it's going to happen someday. But back then, I thought, not in my lifetime. And then Obama was elected. And when he was elected, it was like this really thick oppression I felt. And I thought, oh, my God. It's going to happen in my lifetime. So I understand what you were saying earlier today. I just wanted to say that first.
Well, thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate you breaking all that down and going over it here on air. And it's just sad to be in the clutches of evil, but it's what happens. You know, God believes in universal law. And the universe, if you don't believe in God, you reap what you sow. It comes around, goes around. And for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You know, we're not going to abort 53 million babies here and say they're not humans and didn't have rights and not have it where old people then don't have rights or young kids don't have rights or property owners don't have rights. I mean, you let weak people get walked on, unborn, minorities, you name it, throughout history. What is done to the weak is going to be done to the strong later. And if you don't have empathy, if we don't have empathy for an unborn child or for a chicken in a factory farm, we're going to end up having deadly plagues produced in those unnatural factory farms. And it's going to kill us, probably by the hundreds of millions. And it's the same deal with abortion. I mean, it's just like whatever you allow to happen to other creatures is going to happen to you or your kids. And that's what you call God-fearing. Even though if you don't believe in God, say the universal causality, the universal laws of nature, that when I even think about doing bad things to people, not just my own instincts and my own empathy, but I just feel, oh, that's scary. I don't want to do bad things to people because that I wouldn't want that done to me. And that's my connection to everybody else feeling their pain. And these psychopaths, they don't feel people's pain. Oh, they'll tell you they feel your pain, but they don't really feel your pain. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Great points. And Ja'Kari Jackson is going to be coming in at the next segment to introduce his piece here on air. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex?
I'm good.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in today because on December 19th, they ended up, our good old Congress ended up passing the NDAA, which I don't hear any of the mainstream media talking about, indefinite, detention of American citizens without trial. Might as well be in North Korea at this point. So I am a member of law enforcement. I really don't want to get into what type of law enforcement I'm in at this point, but I just want you to know that there are a lot of people out here that do understand what's going on. And, we have a constitution. We took an oath for a reason. And no matter what happens, I think people are going to take as much as they're going to take until things finally break down to the point where people have to act. But there are a lot of people out here that are understanding what's going on. And we are in positions where when the right time comes along, the actions have to be taken. And I just hope that there are others out there in law enforcement and the military that think about the oath that they took, the promise that we made, because it does mean something.
It certainly does, and God bless you. And, you know, that's the sad thing. I know most of the military I talk to are awake more than the public, police on average are more awake than the general public. But then we also see a lot of the really bad examples out of the police because it's the federalization and the globalization. But there is a backlash by police all over the country saying they're not going to enforce unconstitutional gun laws. People could say, well, you can't pick and choose laws. Well, if a law is unconstitutional and obviously abhorrent, it's not a right. It's a duty to say no to it. So what percentage of the people you talk to on average, just a kind of quick idea, what percentage of the folks you're talking to are starting to wake up that things are not going well? Oh, he hung up. He wanted to make a statement and go. All right, well, I hear you. Good points that you made there. Alan and others, we're going to go to you after the break, after we talk to Zachary, do a little bit of overdrive. As you've been holding so long, I'll go to you, and then Chris and Ed and Jerry. I'll try to get to all those. But Zachary Jackson's going to pop in with a Walmart connection to Walmart and Obamacare. And I did a search on this and can find nothing on it except for an article that's a Walmart installs Obamacare RFID chip scanning health machines. That's pretty crazy, but that's not the angle that Jakari's going with. So we've done a search and can find nothing about Walmart Obamacare kiosks. But we have a reporter, I believe, breaking news then. On the other side of this quick break, please don't forget the news websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones, and we have InfoWarsLife.com with simply amazing health supplements.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Zachary Jackson joins us. Walmart itself is promoting these new Obamacare kiosks, and the headline in the video just went up on Infowars.com. If you want to be able to go look at it and see the video for yourself, creepy Obamacare pod found in Walmart. And that is from Kiosk Marketplace with a Walmart press release when this first broke yesterday. And now we've got a video for you briefly introducing it, Jakari Jackson.
This report about the kiosk at Walmart, I went to go check it out myself because I heard they had RFIDs in the original report. So I went to check it out. I didn't find any RFIDs, but I did find some other very interesting aspects about these Obamacare pods.
I think they're saying it can read RFID. And a lot of the new credit cards have those.
Yes. You know, I couldn't confirm that because I didn't have anything to scan with under the scanner, but it did have some type of scanner.
Amazing. Here's Jakari Jackson's report.
Go to Walmart, but when I do, it's to get a story.
So I got a tip that at Walmart they have RFID scanning Obamacare kiosk. So I'm going to go inside this Walmart in Buda, Texas to find out if that is the case and also see what the process is to actually sign up for Obamacare.
The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, was passed in 2010. And the law makes health insurance available to more people with the hope that they will be able to get the care they need.
Please place your left arm into the blood pressure cuff. The blood pressure cuff is starting. The blood pressure cuff will tighten around your arm. Please answer the question. We will now begin your weight and body mass evaluation. Place your feet on the footrest as shown in this video.
So I just finished my healthcare assessment at the Obamacare kiosk. To be very clear, I did not sign up for Obamacare. I went to test out the kiosk. I did use my height and weight and so forth to get the health assessment, but I did not sign up for Obamacare, and I'm not suggesting that you do either. First of all, that thing does have some type of scanner, but I cannot confirm that it's for RFIDs. As far as my healthcare assessment itself, the kiosk, in all of its infinite wisdom, told me that even though I'm age 27 and I jog 3 miles a day before I go into work, that I am overweight, possibly even obese, also that I'm at high risk for hypertension. Now, I'll talk about the overweight aspect for a moment, and it also had other options. You could check your eyes and other things as well. I didn't want to give the NSA my retina scan, so I opted out of that one.
No, we know
when you go to these machines, or I guess any doctor now, they do these type of body mass index, the BMI, and I knew this was bull since I was in high school, because back in high school they were trying to tell me that I was obese pretty much as on paper, because I weighed more than I was supposed to, even though me and a lot of the other guys who played sports and so on, we worked out twice a day. You know, we're 20 pounds overweight because we walk around with so much muscle. We looked like the guys from Gears of War. And so keep that in mind when you go to these machines, that it's going to tell you you're fat or you're whatever, and you may have some weight issues or whatnot, but take that with a grain of salt and think about, you know, this stuff is
sure,
pretty much a one-size-fits-all policy, that if you're a certain age, a certain height, you need to be X weight. You know, it doesn't take into account, you know, muscle mass or things such as that. So if you're interested in finding one of these Obamacare machines, maybe even shooting your own video, you can go to solohealth.com or .gov or whatever it is. Shoot your own video, link it in the comments below, and we'll take a look at it. And once again, I'm not telling you to sign up for Obamacare. I'm just saying if you guys are interested in a joke and a laugh, you can go check out these machines. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
All right, great job, Jakari. We're almost out of time. We're going to do some overdrive here, but this is incredible. And the reason this is incredible is the big angle. I want the full report. I want everybody to go over there, I guess, after Christmas or even today. That's a robot. This is the new healthcare, is a robot assessing everybody and then giving you a bunch of pure...
Like Elysium. You're sick. Here are your pills.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even... Yeah. That's it. Walmart installs Elysium healthcare.
Yeah. Huh?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.